Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When evaluating personalities from the perspective of the sun and the moon in Vedic astrology, it gives a completely different picture. And this is what we will analyze in this series with case studies. Without the case studies, we'll be lost. We'll have no reference points or perspectives on how to look at this from an objectively scientific, logical perspective, yeah? So from the perspective of Vedic astrology, two guiding principles are the sun and the moon, the two luminaries that guide and focus our energies as a soul in particular directions. That's the principle, the sun and the moon. So number one, the rule is the ascendant nakshatra has the energies of the rising sun, your rising sign also, the external male principle. What you display in the world, what the personality wants to show in the world, the physical personality, the ego structures, extroversion, traits which are displayed externally, external drives, external impulses, external behaviors, etc. The sun is all about shining forward. It brings forth anything that will shine in the world. It's an external male principle, is the first one we should see, the ascendant nakshatra. The next one is the moon nakshatra, which has the energies of mind as translated to emotional content, the subconscious desires, the deep-seated emotional tendencies and needs, the introversion, the emotional impulses. You can also call it the emotional body. This is the moon, the second luminary. So we are talking both about the display of external and internal, and that's all we are in this polarized world when we come in as souls. So let's evaluate with case studies one by one, because we are talking about three kinds of ganas here, the Dev Gana, the Manushya Gana, and the Rakshasa Gana, and we are talking about ascendant and moon nakshatra in the placement in the birth chart. So it gives us number of combinations which we shall see one by one. In this one, let's begin the case study of ascendant in Rakshasa Gana versus moon in Rakshasa Gana. Now, for all those of my Hindu Indian brothers and sisters who think Rakshasa is something evil or demonic, it's not. In terms of Vedic astrology, it is strictly about more tamas guna, more of density. That's all it means. They are more grounded. They want to make things more grounded in reality. These are much needed people, by the way. So let's begin. Ascendant in Rakshasa versus Moon in Rakshasa. What kind of attitudes and drives and desires define this kind of a personality type? They are strong-willed and independent. This person may possess a strong sense of individuality, may be confident in their own abilities. They have a strong willpower and they may not be easily swayed by others. Isn't that required? They are also assertive and competitive. They may be assertive and competitive and enjoy challenges within a competition. They may be driven to succeed and may not shy away from taking risks. They are passionate and intense people. They may have a passionate nature and intense in their emotions and desires. They may be drawn to activities that allow them to express their passions and may be intense in pursuit of their goals. Very passionately driven people. They're also resourceful and practical in their approach to finding solutions to problems of daily life. They may be good at managing resources and may be efficient in their work. They are decisive and direct. They may be decisive and direct in their communication styles. In their decision making, they may not hesitate to take action when necessary and may be confident in their own choices. People with this combination may be motivated by a desire for power and control. These are the people who will actively seek leadership roles in the society, in whichever branch they appear. These are driven for power and control. It may be law, it may be in governance, it may be in companies, it may be in institutions, but that's what they seek. Their primary driver is power and control. They may be drawn to professions that allow them to exercise their authority and may be driven to achieve success and recognition. They may be motivated by a desire for adventure and excitement and may enjoy taking risks and exploring new experiences. Now let's take a case study of this to explore this deeper. Now let's take the case study of a lady named S. Her ascendant is in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the third pada, and her moon is in Kritika Nakshatra in the second pada, as you can see there. So both are in Rakshas Gana. And let's see the elemental strength. Earth is very dominant in her chart, all points considered, all planets considered, positioning, etc. So that there is a strong sense of groundedness and wanting to accomplish something physically in this life. So let's see what the ascendant brings in. This is in the third pada of Aquarius, within the Shatabhisha Nakshatra, which is a Vargottama, meaning in both the natal and the Navamsha, this person is going to have an Aquarius ascendant. This is as Aquarian mind as it can get. And we see the air element is slightly above average. Earth is dominant. So although the air is very strong and this person is very unconventional in their approach, practical, hardworking, and organized in their approach, they are mavericks and visionaries, okay, Aquarius, in Shatabhisha. This could also be a good sign of healing within Shatabhisha, meaning the power of 100 physicians, as I have spoken about in the 27 Nakshatra playlist. You can go have a look at that. So they need to bring their abstract ideas, and they will want to do that in a practical way because there is a dominant earth element. Now let's move on to the moon nakshatra, which is in Kritika, the Pleiades, the constellation of Pleiades. What is the energy of Pleiades? It's fiery transformation, critical thinking, learning, training skills is what Kritika is good for. They have a sharp speech and mannerism. They're perfectionists. They can do well in all kinds of restaurant business, bars, bakers, that kind of a thing. Kritika standing for fire energy. But fire element, as we can see, is less in her chart. So this might not be more inclined towards that. They may be more, however, into leadership. Leadership roles is also Kritika, one who wants leadership very strongly. And in her case, Kritika is in the second pada, which is going from Taurus into Capricorn. So this is a very grounded kind of energy. Quickly, if you look at the Saturn placement, the Lord of the Ascendant is in Rohini. That's also a very Taurus signature right there. And so is the Mercury, which is Earth element, which is also in Rohini. So you have a strong earthly energy. These people might be, this lady might be good at business kind of approach. She might be an entrepreneur. She might be having to own her own cafe or a bar or a restaurant or a mom and pop shop kind of food delivery system, because it's very grounded in its approach and it may have unconventional ideas to do so. Right, this is how we analyze the Rakshasa to Rakshasa. There, we have to first see the element, then you have to see the kind of themes that are playing out with other planets also. Mind you, every single one, you have to take the entire chart into consideration. The Lord of the Ascendant, the Lord of Karma-driven planet, which is Saturn, and so on and so forth. We have to consider many elements, not just one isolated thing. But this could be a beginning point in understanding the personality type and what they want to accomplish in this world. So study this, and if you need to get in touch with me, get in touch with me via email and we can see how we can work out your chart as well. Meanwhile, take care and be safe.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.